It's a great pleasure to welcome to the campus and to the Poetry Center and to present two exciting writers who are associated in their respective ways with Coyote Publications, James Kohler and Bill Brown. They make, I think, an exciting combination. I expect that the reading will be exciting. Brown's prose pushes toward poetry for poetic rhythms and an engrossing surface. And Kohler's poetry pushes past poetry to make contact with natural sources of energy. When they were invited to read, they were asked to provide us with a biographical statement. I'd like to read our autobiographical statements. I'd like to read the autobiographical statement. James Kohler, born 1936, Oak Park, Illinois, Pacific Coast since 1959. Books: Two Hands, Poems 1959-61, Some Cows, Poems of Civilization and Domestic Life, Brainerd and Washington Street Poems, The Dogs and Other Dark Woods, I Went to See My True Love, editor and publisher of Coyote Books. The poems were written when I couldn't keep them any longer. Can't write until there is something there wanting to get out. The thing is to get it out, to release the animal or human spirits, the ghosts, to give them head. Bill Brown, born Seattle, 1918, long useless education and war until 1945, then wandering through marriage in USA, France, etc., sometimes writing for little magazines, most of all stuck and obsessed with war thing in us. In Honeytown, Way to the Uncle Sam Hotel, published by Coyote, 1965-66, helped Durden edit Foot 2 in 61, now managing editor, Coyote's Journal. Influences? How does anybody answer? Pisan Cantos, Gorky, Genet. I'm thinking of so many people who are always there close by, like magic. 30 years finding out literature's muck. I see a sad, frozen mask yawning. So there'll be a return to tribal voices, i.e. prayers, histories, hand-to-hand gifts, illuminations. Mr. Kohler and Mr. Brown are going to read for short periods alternately. Mr. Brown will read first. It's a great pleasure to give you James Kohler and Bill Brown.
How's my voice? I'm deaf, I can't hear anything, so. This is all going to be out of a novel thing at various points in time and space, so I don't think it's necessary to make any of those kind of hookups. It's pretty quiet. The bike engine chugged on the dance floor, the man singing. I stared at everybody. Everybody stared at everybody. Ding-dong squirming, he was blinking at the man next to him. The steel button said speed on the man's back. Hands move around with cigarettes and hats and bottles and dimes and quarters. A pockmarked man on the other side of Bizou's tapping his fingers on the bar. He was looking sideways at himself in the mirror. He don't want to come, fuck him, Ding Dong said, and he banged his hand on the bar. Speed snapped his fingers. They talked about the preacher some more. Speed snapped his fingers again. He said he knows about another preacher. Ding Dong said, okay, go and call him up. Speed took a little money off the bar and went over to the telephone. The man tapping his fingers leaned over so Bizu had to lean backwards on his stool. He held his beer bottle way up in the air. The man's name's Ira. He told me how many times he broke his legs. Everybody talked about wrecks. And Speed was back from the telephone. He said he wasn't in a wreck for 5 years. He said the preacher isn't there. A girl who had Eskimo eyes sat on the stool in between Ding Dong and me. She leaned over near Ding Dong. She smelled like vanilla beans. I looked at her back. She was telling him a joke, maybe. I couldn't hear what she said. Her eyes in the mirror glittered. She stopped talking. Ding Dong laughed loud once. I looked at her eyes. She knew it. She didn't look at me. Twang. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You lied to me with kisses. The man was monkeying around with the mic. The electrical guitar crashed in hard. Then he's singing like he is way far away. Words, Rio, 13 and flaming eye holes, an Air Force painted skull on somebody's back in the pink mirror. My eyes don't look like my eyes. Sly people eyes. Dog's eyes ashamed of madness. I don't want to talk about my eyes. Ira said something Spanish to the girl. She went away. I smelled kerosene, drunk 3 days, the grins quick in Bizu's scraggly blackfoot face. He said, smashed. His whisper pushed out the word, smashed. Two beers in front of me from somewhere. I can hear my own groans. And Bizu put his hand on my forehead. Unbelievable hand. It suddenly fills you with what's in the hand. Big, dirty hand, gray hairs, and old man freckles on its veins. Winds in my baggy pants. Two other people in the doorway watching us. Bizu pulled his greasy cowboy hat down over his eyes. Rainwater spilled in front of his face. I laughed. He lit a cigarette, light inside his hands, on his face. He gave me the wine. I looked at the two other people who were close together by the wall, looking at the rain. Dim pink rain lights on their stiff faces. Are they humpbacks? I gave them the wine. They took a drink and they gave the wine back. I swooshed some wine around in my mouth. What shit? My voice is loud in the doorway. Ha, 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 by the wall, and the other man by the wall. Ha, ha, hey, hey, hee, hee. And big, slow Bizu was looking out at the street. Hoo, ha, 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 ha. And me, too. Ha, hee, ah, hee, hee, louder than anybody. And another man, I don't know where he came from, on the sidewalk, staring at us. He's an old man. Maybe he's an Indian. Ha, ha, maybe he thought something was wrong. Ha. Bizu waved his long arms around. Hoo, ha, ha, ha. The old man's not an Indian. He's Mexican in a blue suit and tennis shoes and a sweatshirt. His hat is too big. He's got a shopping bag and stuff rolled up in a newspaper. Maybe he thought we're having a fight. He came up and fell on his knees. He shouted at us to stop. No, senores, he shouted. Halt! And Bizu, holding the wine in the air, stopped laughing. He stared at the old man. Oh, senors, do not hate each other, he cried out. He's sobbing. He stabbed at his big hat with two thumbs. We are his children, he who dies for you in the crown of thorns. And he put his head all the way down on the sidewalk. He kept groaning. Jesus Christ, Bizu shouted. Si, senor, the man cried. He got back on his feet so fast he almost fell backwards. Jesus Christ, si, Jesus Christ. Bizu gave him the wine and he put the shopping bag between his legs. He drank all the wine in one gulp and gave the bottle back to Bizu, who held the bottle up to the light. The old man belched. I laughed. He put the shopping bag on the sidewalk again and he put his hands on my shoulders. Boy, she's not funny, he belched. His eyes were full of big tears. Ha ha, no, she's so serious, senor. No place on the world to sleep away from these rain. I come all the way from Rosebud in New Mexico. Now what? He was on his knees. He got a Bible up in the rain. Snakes and mercy, Bizu said. Now what? I said, we got to get him a room someplace. The old man was looking at me. Suddenly, he's crying so hard he shook all over like he was on top of some kind of engine. He can't stop. He can't figure out how to stop. Oh, God blesses you, senors, he cried. He waved the Bible around over his head. I knocked on the first door that said hotel. There was a blue light over the door. The old man held his Bible up under the light like he wanted to read to us. The top part of the door came open. A small Negro man in a big blue velvet turban standing there. Nobody said a word. The man in the turban's giving us the eye. He looked pretty bored, like he might shut the door in our faces. Beza said he wanted to get the old man a room. That Mexican gentleman got no suitcases. That'll be $2 deposit, he said. I couldn't take my eyes off his turban. It's quite a bit bigger than his head. A gold scimitar is pinned there above his eyeglasses, and scimitars are rubber stamped all over the walls and on the door. Bizu gave him $2 extra like he asked. The old man still holding up his Bible. All of a sudden, he wanted to kiss Bizu's hands, but the man in the big turban reached over and touched him on the shoulder. His lips moved like they said, let's go, but no voice, and the old man picked up his stuff, and the dark man closed the door. Walls black. Pioneer Square. Slashes of light. Man in a car shook his fist at a man in a car. Big totem pole black. Goggle eye. Daisy chain of creation. Sculpin fish in long notch. Spruce root hat. Brown bear's mouth full of teeth. Paws out, up, sideways. Disobeyer raven has a head. Has a bead, which is the world in his beak. Killer whale split in two halves. Somebody up there in the rain is sticking out of somebody's mouth. Wind blowing all over the place. Who said a soldier's wind? Which is that one? A norther, that'd be it. Why think of her in the wind like it's pushing me her way? Lulu? Who is she? The green-eyed one and myself. Soldiers screamed. Men screaming. It was the women on us who screamed. Wouldn't keep our lips tight. Women's ears under our helmets. Listen to our own voices, me listening to myself in doorway winos, alley people, the girls in them gone away, and the men with the girls. D. Horn. The Sally band thumping, groaning on King Street, Christian mischief noises, bread and water light, windows, old card players below the sidewalk, Jake's window. Clocks, banjos, pistols, trumpets, scrimshaw, coins, hats, chainsaws, Ralph's, birds. Beads, my $30 boots on the hook for one jug of Old Crow. Bezos' laughter. He was bent up in front of his big dark door, lighting matches among the raindrops. Somebody else in the doorway, I saw his hat in the wobbling matchlight. Jerusalem Slim, maybe Bizu woke him up. Poor Slim, poor anybody. The cops, they won't let you sleep any old where. Slim's always peeking out the back end of paddy wagons. Maybe he looks like Jesus. All that long hair and whiskers and his puttees, no shoes, the barbed wire belt under his coat. Noisy Bizu, I can hear him clear across the street. Snakes, mercy, fussy, maybe you crazy old fart, why don't you go back to sleep? Me staring at a street light, I shouted, cry. Again. Meaning what? I won't go apeshit anymore. Everything's hanging in my head bone upside down. But photos, prisoners, chinks. Those two kids sleeping on the laundry table with a cat and my Lulu in a room somewhere asleep and my daughter somewhere and an old Mexican man snoozing across the street and an old wimpy chink cat fisherman asleep in brown grass and people inside of the houses out there sleeping, even policemen sleeping, and motorcycle people asleep. Is it in each other's arms? Me walking half backwards across First Avenue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything's piled. Down in the mind, I don't know which way, inside out, all of us here now, this instant, like we're keeping time, hearts thumping away. It's one tiny cut-up flash of streetlight there in Bezos' dark eyes. He was shouting, oh, come out of the rain, meathead, merciful Jesus. Slim won't budge. Maybe he figured we're breaking in. Shit, oh dear, who grunted? Some boards creak. Bezos lights his matches. What they're doing? Dancing? echoes up dark stairs, old building, it stinks like goats, windows boarded, rats squeaking, I fall down, I lie down, my head was on the stairs. I dreamed I was alone, the prairie, the vast sky, I'm standing in a herd of grazing bison, alone, the huge animals. I'm naked, the heavy tangled hair against my skin, my body's washed in the urine of bison, dry, salty urines on my skin. The urine odors mixed into the odors of prairie grass, stillness like stillness before a norther comes. This violet shining light is all over the earth. I was looking at something which is everywhere around in the air, in the sky. I didn't move. What I could see was all the people who will ever live in the world. It was like they were upside down above me, like if I looked up at my face in a pond and they were in the light around me and the grazing bison and the stillness. Got about 15 minutes, Jim.
This is from an unpublished novel called Shannon, Who Was Lost Before. Once I lived in a world, I was going with a little black girl. She had large spaces between her toes. And I would draw her up onto my belly, plunge into her, and she would squeak. Rocking chair, squeak, squeak. I had a hard time coming to her place. There was snow on the ground, very deep. The sun was low, the moon still out, and everything snow. It was very cold. Trees were bare, so many hands lifting out of the ground. When I came to her place, she was sleeping, and I went in. Crawled under her, dark, and she didn't wake up. And in the morning, she pulled back the quilts and found me. And I plunged into her, pulling at her buttocks, pulling at the small of her back, between my fingers. And her mother and father came to the door, and they watched and held hands. I went home to my little house. There were leaves on the trees that were falling off. The trees were shaking off the snow and their leaves, and the sun came up. I sat on the front porch of my little house and watched the river. I couldn't see it. It was under a bank, but I watched. And a bird came down from nowhere. I think it came down and flew straight toward me. Its wings were very wide. I thought it must be an eagle, and it flew straight toward me and down and straight toward me. And then it braked and arched up onto the edge of the roof. I looked up and saw it was looking at me, a crow, an old crow. I was walking down the street, and this old man, an old black man, called to me, and when I turned around and saw him, he said, "Go ahead, go ahead." And I did. The crow lifted itself, flew off, straight into the setting sun. We lay in the grass. It was very warm, and there were mosquitoes, and the sun was very bright, and there were beads of sweat all over her dark skin, and her hair was wet to the touch, and a man came walking down the road past us. He stopped, wanted a cigarette. I gave him a cigarette. He turned and went back the way he'd come. When she walked, she shuffled like a bear cub in high grass, and she would sit curled around herself. I was walking away from my house, out onto the road, and I heard the wings, the whir. And as I started around, the dark swooped past me, and there on the road was the same crow, not 2 feet from me. And I asked, "What do you want?" And it didn't say anything. Just looked up at me, an old crow, its feathers ruffled and dirty. I asked again, "What do you want?" And I thought it might be hungry and turned back to the house. As I walked, I could hear it flying low off the ground, following behind me. And when I went into the house, it flew up onto the corner of the roof and waited. And I came back with bread. The crow looked at me coming and flew off again across the river to the west. She had very pretty underthings, and sometimes she'd put them into my pockets when I'd taken them off her, and I'd forget to give them back. She had a very small nose, very small, and her eyes were very large, very dark and very large. Once I went into her house, and she was wearing nothing but a red dress, and she sat on the edge of her bed, which was covered with yellow quilts, and the walls were yellow, and she was black, small and black. And I knelt before her, put my hands on her knees, and lifted them slowly, slowly, kissed her knees, and I went on, above her knees, behind her knees, to the soft, under the red, and the fur, the dark fur of her body, and she said, "You have all my underthings." And laughed very quietly. I was inside the house and saw the bird come down, land in the yard in front of the house, and I went out, and it flew right up, almost touching me, onto the roof. I called to it, "Are you hungry? Are you hungry?" It stood on the peak of the roof, looked down at me, and I went into the house, brought out some very dark bread, and the bird came down, the same grizzled crow, and it took the dark bread from my hand and flew off, low to the ground, toward the river in the west. It was after dark. I heard the dogs barking first down the road, then closer and closer. And I went out. It was raining very lightly. There were lights across the road. And I heard a wagon. Someone was loading a wagon. There were lights. Then the lights went out, and I could hear them working in the dark, loading the wagon when the dogs were quiet. The rain came harder, and there was thunder and lightning. The sky lighted up, and each time I thought I could see the figures. I could not hear them talking, but they worked. I could hear them working, and lightning hit the old tree across the river, and it burned. We sat in the kitchen, a small house, around a blue coffee pot. She had come from the south, and she remembered climbing and sitting in the trees, sitting in the summer trees when she was a small girl in the morning. I walked along the river. I saw the wagon tracks, but water covered everything, the shack gone. I could not tell what they had taken. I climbed down to the water, sat under the bridge, watched the water. It was dark and flowed to the north and carried many things. She was working in a large kitchen. There were many others, and I went in, said, "I must talk with you." We went out over a hill and sat under a tree. The leaves were just filling the tree. I took hold of her small ears and kissed her many times. After a while, I found another river and followed it, walked for days along the river to the north. And there were men along the river in the north cooking, hanging their clothes to dry. Wherever I went, wherever I walked, the dogs came out from their houses and stood barking at me until I had passed. Some came at my heels, and I kept walking. I played with my tongue on her lips, and I kissed her chin and her eyes. I ran my tongue on her lips, and I kissed her chin, her eyes. I ran my tongue behind her ears and in her ears. And when I told her I was to go, she cried. I came to an island and crossed over the river. The island was covered with trees. I lay down in the night, and I heard people walking, the water lapping onto the edges of the island. And there was music, people laughing. I could taste the salt of her tears. In the morning I got up, left the island, the sun behind me. They walked out from the island, stood in the water, laughed and sang. She put her hands on the small of my back under my shirt and pulled me to her. She put her hands into my pockets. She said, "What have you got here?" It was a long time before I came to the mountains, and I was tired. The ground was a different color, muddy. It had been raining. A white girl came from her building, a small shack. She asked me, "Where will you sleep?" I said, "I don't know of a place to sleep." She said, "I'll show you." And off the island, they stood laughing, a boy and a girl. They stood, made standing love in the water. The white girl said, "Follow me." She was black-haired, had blue eyes, her hair dull as the wings of a young bird. And I followed her onto the mountain. I could hear bears in the brush, could not see them. She cut cedar boughs in the dark. We lay on the boughs, the white girl and me. She reached down to her feet, covered them with her long skirt. I asked her if she was cold, and she said, "A little." I put my hands in her hair, and she smiled. I said, "I'm cold, too." She said, "Maybe we should build a fire." Her hands in my pockets, the tree was on fire. I could hear them walking around and couldn't see them. She opened the front of my pants. I asked, "Wouldn't her legs be cold?" "No, they won't be cold." I kissed her hips, her belly. We lay on the boughs together, joined for a long time. And finally she said, "I must cover my legs again. They are getting cold." I took her back to her little house. She went into the kitchen. There were bear tracks in the morning. And I went until I came to another river. And I soaked my feet until they were wrinkled from the water. And I found a package of cigarettes someone had left on a rock, a great round rock. I could hear someone walking up the valley. When I went outside, there were no footprints in the snow. I listened. I couldn't hear anybody. And while I was outside, I thought I heard something in the kitchen. I went back. There was no one there. I slept by the river for 3 days until the cigarettes were gone. I went on past many houses with the doors open, some summertime, and bugs burning in the kerosene lamps. I came to a great lake with trees around it. The lake was below me. I saw it for a full day as I walked above it. We'd stayed in bed all day. We'd gotten up to scrape the frost from the window and looked out, but then we'd hurried back because the floors were cold. We were only children. Then the pines would not lose their leaves. I came to a land which was flat berries, grew all around in rows. And I saw a girl, a child. She was standing between rows of berries. She had dark skin, a basket of berries. Her hair was to the middle of her back, and I went to her. They fed me for 3 days, and on the fourth day I woke and told them I was leaving. They asked where I would go. I didn't know where I was going. The little girl called her mother. She asked if it was all right if I ate some berries. Her mother looked me over and said, "Why don't you come to our place? I'll fix you up." I lay down in the row among the berries, picked at the berries all night, my mouth all red in the morning. Mama covered her mouth with lipstick, thick and red lipstick. Put the little girl to bed, "Good night, good night." And we went out, lay down in the berries. I was so hungry I wasn't surprised that she had nothing on. Great mother's breasts, I lay with my head between them. And later she brought me an old coat. They said they saw him down the valley, a spot in the white snow, and they couldn't find him even in the spring. There was nothing but the dead trees of a long and hard winter. One went down with his leg bleeding in the snow, and the doctor sewed it up. He burned in the fall. the fire all around them. They were lost for days, and coming out all cut, the clothes in tatters, and very hungry, there were gulls all along the beach behind me, picking at the seaweed, the driftwood, and the fog. "Are you headed up the mountain?" she asked. "Yeah, I'm headed up the mountain. Will you take me with you? Will you?" When I went to bed, she lay right up against me all night, almost woke in the morning when I left. I followed the creek, went swimming in cold water. The girl wore red stockings, passed a bridge on my way up, came to the top, saw a fire, gray smoke. It had begun to rain. The road was muddy. There were a few patches of snow around the fire. It looked like it had been burning a long time. And I went closer to the house, and there was a boy sitting in the yard. He said, "He's up to the shack." And he led me to the shack. And the man who came to the door I had seen before. Oh, I had seen him before. He was a long, skinny man. He had a great, black, bushy mustache. He shook my hand, crossed back to his bunk, and sat on the edge of it. There was a great black trunk sticking out from under the bed. There was a spider on the wall over the bed. I could hear chipmunks scurrying around over the rocks under the house. He showed me where I was to sleep. He had many visitors. I cooked beans the first night over the brush burning down the road from where his shack was. His visitors would sit around another fire he built closer to the shack, the fire he built every day and let die every day. The first thing I saw of her were her eyes. She was across the fire from me with a man I never saw. I flipped a silver coin many times in the air, and the children slept. She was very surprised. He would walk very quickly up the path to the shack, his long legs taking in much ground. He would sit in the shack all alone, look down into the valley. "It is snowing here tonight where it never snows." I took her down the road, and we sat beneath the bridge. We put our bottles in the water, cold mountain water, and they cooled, and we talked. He was not going to miss her, she said. It was daylight when we went down, and all we could do to climb back in the darkness. It was very quiet once we were back on the road, and she was numb from the cold. He would never miss her. I rubbed her feet to warm her, and only her feet were warm. I rubbed her thighs. The animals followed us up the road. Not 200 feet from the shack, we almost walked into a doe. He never missed her. I asked her to climb with me to the top. She said she would. It was all of a day's climb, the sun going down when we reached the top, and all the valleys to the sun were red, and I asked her if she would leave the place with me. She said you should go alone, she said. You should go alone, you'd be much happier alone. He would stand by his fire, pulling at his mustache with both hands. Sometimes he would sing. I heard him far down the mountain, and going beside the creek, I saw a bird in a tree far below, very silent and black. She was with another man, and they were walking beneath me. I could see them, and she never knew I was there, never knew I knew. She laughed and talked very quickly. I could not hear what she said. I sat in the room staring at the long man in the doorway as the sun dropped behind him. He had great things to say, but he didn't believe any of them. He sat hunched over, pulling at his mustache, and I saw great flames envelop the earth sometime to come. I took her away from the fire, and we went down the road. I could hear him yelling and talking above us, and we walked past the bridge to a spring that bubbled up from the rocks, went beyond the wet ground and lay down, her hair black, her eyes an olive. I licked at her belly and around her navel, and she lifted her legs, small, hard legs, her breasts small and tight. I licked at her nipples, and they stood. I lifted her gently and sang like an over-tight wire. She would have gone with me. We stood out of sight. She wore very tight clothing, the smell of her excitement all over her. My hands were all over her small body, and she cried. He came down with his black trunk. We loaded it with all of his other things. I climbed in, and he sat pulling at his mustache. And she was crying. She stood crying. We drove down the road past the great rubble pile, and the sun caught the world as he passed. Then he grabbed up three young trees behind us going down, and two crows flew up beside the road and flew straight up into the air until I lost sight of them. We rode for days, the fires in the corners of our eyes. She wore black shoes with very high heels, red stockings, red silk stockings, and a red dress, and I made her in the mud beside the road. Climbed back into the truck, we rode on, the long man planting his three trees when we couldn't see the fire anymore. And they all froze, and the old crow jumped from one to the next, and in the end flew off. I could tell nothing. Which direction did he fly? I walked on, leaving my footprints in the snow. It is still very cold, the garment muddy. "Why don't you take off the dress?" I said. And she laughed, threw back her head, and laughed. I took the front of the dress and ripped it open. She was soft and white, with nothing on but her silk stockings. She came and sat on my lap. I was lost. They were waiting outside for me. They were all over in the trees, crows. He had a long yellow beard, no shoes, faded and burned clothes. And far into the trees, the crows were all around me.
This is inside a prison hut. November. I didn't know I was looking at my hands. Someone is pounding metal out there. Ting, ting, ting. Our gunpowder faces. It isn't gunpowder, it's stove soot. Why say gunpowder? Blue, still room. I was looking at Lila. Ting, 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 ting. Little noises. I grinned. I was looking out at the black pines, which is the horizon. I already said all this to myself. It got away, then it came back. Not a flasher like that. I was grinning at my hands. The room's luminous, kind of luminous. I'm sitting here, me again, like once when I saw a dillweed growing in the sidewalk. I was wandering along. I didn't even know I was there. But then the yellow flowers, which was like now, just now, out there, that little noise. Ting, ting, ting. Before last night, I didn't even know I yelled in my sleep. People asleep talking. When they wake up, it's like they're listening to what they tried to say. I heard them. I mean, we hear each other. A man was shouting no last night, but it was like he was begging for something. I thought, this is what other people do. We don't know we do what other people do. Terrible night. I woke up. I don't know what word was in my mouth. I was sweating and heard the rain and heard what I'd cried out. Then I didn't hear it. When it was light, I went to sleep and dreamed I picked up a clod of mud and it turned into a potato. Slow faces stare at cards. Sleepers cough. Man back from the honey house lets in a gibber of wind. The issue who be over by Ash Wednesday. No, said Goldie, pulling his blanket up on his ear, and he lets one fly. One old potato fart, sad as a church bell. Bong. And Cligo's cursing. The old sod's the last straw, and somebody don't leave off them noises. Somebody's in for a bashing. No, Goldie, don't hear a word. So who minds an oldster from the cavalry making himself some little noises late of a winter evening? Hey, big boy, asked Sailor Josh, why not dummy up and leave it be, huh? The boss man's got a question, too. Is it Sailor like his arse in the alleyway? Nobody but nobody's gonna hand Big Mo any lip. This is well known. Cligo's yeller eyes on heedless, grunting Sailor who's unhooking his boot, who's just told Cligo to be a little quiet, in fact, to hang up. You ache my ass, kid. Your famous aching ass. Ha, huh, that's good. You and that big cop ass of yours. On the tier beside the boss, Blackie Wickers, whinnying and snorting. Yup, this is rollicking as all hell. Yup, regular frigging old hoo-ha. Uh-huh, what squeals? And Hofi is cross-legged on the end of his pallet, hanging onto his boots, rocking, telling them some more receipts. Recipes, I mean. Yeah, see, what you do, you soak the breadcrumbs in milk, squeeze them nice and dry, and take the mortadella, and then you chop up prosciutto and four shallots, anchovies, pound them together with some wet parsley, the basil, the nutmeg, and a couple handfuls sliced up mushrooms sautéed in butter, and two big garlic cloves, and eight big black olives with a shredded capon's liver, and two red peppers, and a tiny spoonful of grated almonds, plus enough olive oil, and throw it all together with a couple beat-up eggs, and then you stuff the capon, and so forth. And old Blackie, shut up. I looked at him up there out of the light. It was weird how his eyes begun popping. His little face is green, but then Blackie's always making green faces and squirming around like he's got whipworms and itch mites. Only now his face is just hanging there, mouth open like a fish, not a whisper. Then he tumbled down kind of sideways off the tier, making for the door, and he let go one long, awful moan, and he lurched into the wall. He swayed, doffing around. This way, that way, hands up to his face and grabbing around at nothing like he wanted to hang onto the stove, and up it came. Booah! Devils and shit. Burning balls, paroxysms, vomiting up his guts on his hunkers. Now for another go. Booah! What splatter? Stupendous, catting up vast piles. It hurtles over my boots. Hell, maybe he got into some henbane. God knows, all I could do is goggle all anybody's doing, our mouths open. There it was over the floor. Gurry, It was Vershok's food. I mean the works. The dog biscuits and damn Gruyere and kippers and monkey meat and mangled apricocks. Paw! Each hiccup's brimful, splashing, gurgling, more goodies. Hash. Just pink and yellow hash. Good old Blackie staring at what he's done. That half-chewed-up mess and puddles around him on his boots and hands, puke strings hanging on his chin. Vershok's food coughed back. Hoorah! Another load, different colors that time, and he'd begun to moan through his tears like whispers, gaping, flabbergasted, worse. I don't know what. I mean, him there, good God, completely sad, terrible. Us here staring at him, staring at his puke, at the Frenchman's smashed food. Blackie vomiting right in the middle of us underneath this jailhouse light bulb. And our damn guff had begun. The whole place was barking at once, wailing, you filthy pig, you whore's dog, go you die, you son of a bitch, oh damn you skunk. You're scratched on the fence, your forehead, I'll nail his neck up. And the man gave him a prod on his tail and over. He went face down in his works. Then he tried to lift himself up. He didn't. He couldn't. He laid there, his eyes squeezed shut, the big slow tears coming out of his face. Okay, okay, what now? They can't go out there and string up the poor little bastard. Ho, ho, we can't, huh? Nope, nope, it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then give him to Russian Kelly. Get him out of here. Out, out, out! And they picked him up like a dirty wet sack, and off they groaned through the doors. Exit Blackie Wicker in the arms of three righteous shadows. January. Somebody standing next to me. I never saw the man before. He turned suddenly and looked at me. His voice was too loud. Think you can get out of here? Think you can get out of their way? They'll come any time they want and knock you down. You'll never get up again. His unbelievable eyes. I never saw eyes like that staring right through my head. All of a sudden he went away. Their curses like prayers. Flinching curses covered with silence. Diamond fences. A man is going by, beating on his arms, talking to himself. A grass stalk held down, moving under the wind. Blowtorch sky. The fence isn't there, not the fence I thought it was, the fence I'm told to call the fence. The fence is the fence they mean. They are a ghost. Us, the fences in our heads. These are our fences. The black man, Lila, in here. My eyes on the crow tree. Ha, ha, and loud and staring at the road people. A man in a rabbit coat's pulling a kid's wagon. He stopped. He looked at me. He went ha, 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 too. We waved a little. The first bread in 3 days. Blue moldy bread. It don't matter. Maybe it never did matter. I don't know. I could be bought for a turnip. The old photo of Rosie in Evo straw hat in the sun, holding out 2 prized Savoy cabbages. Children on the yellow ice road, men, women on the yellow ice road, praise them. Road people, fence people. 2 men asleep under 1 blanket or 2 blankets sewn together. Lila's pink palms turned up in his sleep and his mouth's open a little. I dreamed he was a child in a doorway in a wolf mask. I could see his eyes sparkling through the holes in the hair. No motion, no sound, our pug faces. No cities in our faces. A man said the word gladiola. Tree, grass stalk, each thing is nailed to itself. Praise, sky, diamond whirling light, the crow tree in the whirling light, our light on us, in us, useless longing of my eyes, praise this light, what light is this daylight. Walked in a circle in the white grass, the dogwood tree is gone, Rosie's tree, I looked at my hands, no house there. Evo's house gone. Nobody's around to ask. Black broom pod snapping in the sun. Walked to the corner, looked at the name of the street. Sign on a stick. Income lots. noon whistle yowling in the damn crickets. Sat on the oil can sweating, the word panic. I'm sitting in the Uncle Sam Hotel. The word on a piece of paper, it turned into a word. I kept on looking around, noonday sun on my bare head. Vacant lot light, I know this light. Squinting at the dirt, which has the grass in it, which was Rosie's garden, her vegetables, her big dark charred leaves and the purple cabbages. She's on her knees, she wears Evo's straw hat, she did talk to the vegetables, she doesn't care if I listen, it's flickering summer. Dearest Rosie, we go away, then we've come back. So quick, nothing even seems to move. This isn't it. We're all of this. I stared at the white sun. I write love on this paper. Looking at a word, nothing. No, not nothing. Words such as they are rising around me, shimmering. The light, the sky, my hands, you, each other, and the wind. I love you, Rosie. The wind's up off the bay, moving the old hotel curtains. This is on the wall in the men's room. Bomb fuck. Sonora Joe Murphy, USS Mount Catawba, pissed here Xmas Eve, 1943. Walked down First Avenue, stopped at the Green Parrot Theater. Looked at photo of a boy and a girl. They're in a window, arms are around each other. Her bare arms around his head. His face is hidden on her throat and her yellow hair. Turned and walked down the street. I was thinking of her arms. My face is in her hair. The light hit my eyes like off a mirror. I turned my head quick. I turned around. I looked at the photo again. It's night. Indeterminate darkness all around their window. The light's from somewhere inside of the room, behind us. The light shining through her hair. My eyes are closed. I can feel her heart moving. I feel her breath moving against me. I said something to her. I remember. The way to be tonight. I said the words slowly and softly to her. I'm on the sidewalk. I stop. I don't move. Sun's hot white glares in my eyes. Everything is distinct. People are moving around me. I am not there. I am not in her arms in the window in the photo. I'm standing dead still. I walked on down the street, ass muscles moving, hollow belly sweating, my flat feet on hot pavement. There is no way to be tonight, any day, anywhere. It is night now. I'm in the room. This piece of paper by the window. It says here, come as you are, as I am.
Poems from an unpublished book. You want an apple? I'll take off my shoes. I'm going home. You forgot your raincoat. I'm bringing it. I'm coming home. Leave my potatoes, oranges, toilet paper, and peanuts. I haven't shit in the woods since 56. Smith, a roll of toilet paper, a red flag in hand. Going home. The rain. So hard the wipers shorted out, the horn stuck, the ignition wouldn't turn off. Piss on a flat rock. When God was a little boy, a gray squirrel top of a fence post. Leave one rifle, 16 shells, two maps. The rifle a Remington bolt, 30-06, the shells Winchester, same caliber. The maps Liberty and Mount Stewart, 15 inches, 1961. A nut hatch nearly lit on my shoulder. Another on the gun barrel. He had a green bill. Coming down off Shooksan, dark, alone, I almost shot a porcupine. Thought he was a bear. Sandy dances and Eugene, white fringe, Louie Louie, if I had a hammer, you win, you win. See you another day, going home. The rings are chrome, if they don't seat by 5,000, complain. This ain't no original. We ate lunch someplace, a dead salmon, a wash at our feet. The white pup, like a Samoyed, want to buy him, took him in trade, thought I could sell him. Cars, people on foot, Snoqualmie Pass, the mountain goat like a patch of leftover snow. Oak for heat, fir for kindling, cooking. Those are leaves burning. The girl in the laundromat, Seattle, black net stockings, a hole just below her left knee. The leaves falling, blowing away. We walk the early morning streets, empty except for us and the giant orange street cleaners. David or Andrew, Rebecca Ann, who are you going to be, Smith baby? Hail, in with the rain. And Eugene drove the wrong way down a one-way. The officer, when he saw California plates, Washington driver's license, where do you live? I'm going home. You win, you win. Every time you come, I get pains in my belly. Gas, Wolf Creek, weed, and Maxwell. How's Thomas? Fine. How do you know? I'm here with him. Hang on, Sloopy. Quote, well, if it ain't old Wolf Tit, end quote. I ain't no Shanshiro Sugata, smiling in my sleep. The crazy one taking his knife from my throat, chewing his nails in fear. I'm in on something, this ain't no one-night stand. But my eyes are open. Why do you walk so fast? A lope can't walk a straight line unless I walk fast. The secret is out. It's a heavy load, they all are. Put in hot water, a toilet, Kyoto, settling in, an old roommate returning. I bought another bottle, visitors from the north. Inventory, 1 gallon red wine, Paisano, 11 12-ounce bottles of beer, Budweiser, 1/5 gallon sake, Koshu, 1/5 gallon bourbon, Jack Daniels, 1/5 gallon rye, Old Overholt, Ed and Carol, Vanny, Paula, Nico, and Philip, settling in. And tea, Darjeeling, Lapsang, Souchong, Oolong, Chenmai. All cups full. The wolf looks after his family. I'm looking. Wind warnings in the Siskiyou, snow down to 2,000 feet in the Sierra. 9 inches of rain, San Bernardino County, or 1.5 as usual. Floods, slides, all is not usual. It all has to do with the animal, the meat, blood, bone, and hair. It's all there, the impact. Whether or not we touch, I mean, I don't have to touch you to know you're there. There's a weapon in the room. To know, you only have to be there. Groves of cedar, fir, oak, rock, running or standing water, mountains, plains, river valleys, snow and rain, the sun. You only have to be there. Flowers opening in your head. I ain't the mother of any civilization, the father of one girl child, but you have to start somewhere. I don't know anything until I get there. Thin-chested, wolf man. I was always a gray wolf, like Per Vidal of old, looking after the chickens. Save your bullets. I lope in loops, circles, miles and miles, but circles, le loop. Like the white bear, sometimes a grisly phenomenon. If my heart is with you, it is because you were here with me. I felt her heart, the pounding in the ground, in the bottoms of her feet. My feet. You know or you don't, it's like that. And you do or you don't like that, settle in. How did you know, my totem? Canis lupus. Didn't know it showed. Who did you come with? You asked.
Caw, caw, caw.
I in the trees. I think I was too drunk to answer. Yellow light and all the greens yellow after the rain, grass and willows out my window, and the apple trees in blossom. Maybe time to know each other. I don't know why I came. not answering your question. I followed the crows, not answering your question. On the beach or in the mountains, maybe time a few good moments. If you get to where you're going, follow the crows. I'll be there. The horses, fat from apples. Blue, green, a mountain lake, the sky clear above. Young red plum leaves, blossoms, snow on wet river stones. I came to you, you asked that I come, I wanted to, would have come anyway. Your tears, my tears, all day I listened to crows. The ground warm, a warm rain, tears, the blue-green a dress and skin, wet river stones, tears, plum blossoms, crows, the sky, I hold you, someday you are going away. Snow on Mount St. Helena. Billy riding, Toby driving, I hope the road be good. Rain in my face, I hope the road be good. There were three angels in Valley Ford, five more and a girl at the crossroads to Tamales, and four gassed up at Point Reyes, roared away, chrome and hair catching sunlight to the north, to join the others, to Oregon, as per I Ching, the book of changes, going through changes like music, harmoniously, minor discords, like she burned or threw away everything, always burns her bridges. Pulled the old light out of the ceiling, tore the wires loose, all connections, change gears. Both sides, the street lined with Harleys, choppers of every description. Angels at every turn, all crossed roads. He threw open her coat and, holding it open, carefully and with expert eye, examined what she had to offer, so to speak, as it were. A whole world, and nothing ever dies. It's all here, on every road, behind every tree, growing out of the ground, a beautiful fire, flames. I'm grinning. Exhaust, carbon, diamonds and threads. My mind is filled with diamonds and threads. I'm going off all directions, through intersections and crossed roads. A necklace to live in.